Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. We thank you for who you are in our lives, Lord, and the opportunity that you give us to show the very love that you've shown us to the children.
I guess I'll have to learn from you some other day.
That they would grow and they would enjoy God's word, Lord. It would be fun. That we'll be able to present it in a fun way. In Jesus' name we thank you.
Amen.
You're recording? You didn't tell me you were recording.
Oh, no?
No.
Wait, record other.
I know, but you didn't tell me that. My slideshow to show.
Can't go forward?
I even removed it.
It's showing up there.
I know, but it's not moving.
It's because you have different things that are going to happen in the PowerPoint, so you have to press it more than once.
Yeah, that's what this one is. Okay, I'll just move it with the button. No.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Bless your heart.
They were just showing a second ago.
They were showing the whole thing.
Oh, no.
Do you know about this?
It's just not showing here, it's showing up there. I don't know why, down here.
I couldn't figure out what kept giving me a sound in my mic, and it was my
earrings.
I was moving this. I had to get my shirt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're fine. You might go. I don't usually.
Come on, baby. You can do it.
I think if you use the buttons, it'll show up there. I don't know how to
see it here. You just can't see where you're advancing, huh?
Walk. Sit it back over there.
All right. He's over your shoulder.
He didn't have no problem with it. But the thing is better.
Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you again about our technical difficulties. We rested in you all the things that we need for this, for your purpose. And what we don't need, that's okay too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So why do we review? It makes it exciting for the children. So, why do we review? Well, because...
Try space bar.
Okay. Yay for me! And then earlier, it wouldn't work, and then all of a sudden it just started working. Okay. Well, I can see it, so I will just tell you.
Okay.
Why review is important, and because I read it. Because God's word encourages it. He encourages review. Does he only say it one time in the Bible, something for us to know, and then that's it? No, there's even, what's that one verse? No, not one. There is none, no, not one. How many ways?
It's a song.
Pardon?
It's a song. Song of that.
Yes, but how many?
He says an hour.
That's definitely letting you know that, no.
Right.
It's helpful in evaluating, so that you can know what the children heard, what they understood, but also you can see that what you said. I know sometimes I ask somebody a question and they look at me, and I know that it didn't come out clearly. All the words were there, but I might need them in another, I jumble those words around. So it's what was that old adage? I know you think you understood what I said, but did you understand, you know?
Right.
However that goes. It's a long way of saying, you don't know. You didn't know, you didn't understand because you didn't hear it the way I meant it. It enforces good teaching on our part as teachers. We can give what the children need to, what the children heard. If two or three children give you the same answer, then you know you didn't say it right. You know that's on you, because when the masses are agreeing with each other, well, the children, you know, there's, like I said, if there's two or three understood it the same way or heard it, giving you the same answer, we have to go back to the drawing board, don't we? And that's okay, because we're learning along the way. Okay. We know that as we study God's word and we prepare for our lessons, it has to touch our hearts first. If it hasn't touched our hearts, as we, you know, we pray, Lord, let your words come forth from me. Mm-hmm. And it might be one of those days that it's not coming forth. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to your prayer time. Go back to your presentation time, your study time, your practice time. How many of you are practicing out loud? Very good. How many are you practicing in front of the mirror? Out loud in front of the mirror. How many? Good job. And what's your name so I can give you a prize later? How many are you recording yourselves while you practice? We record everything else. Right? We're selfieing over here. Come on with a group. Right? We're doing all that. What about for what's most important? You can see yourself. Some people say, oh, but I don't like the way I sound. I don't like the way I look. Mm-hmm. That, you know, then do whatever you have to feel better. But it doesn't matter. The children see you. The children look forward to seeing you. It's not that it doesn't matter, but the children want to see you, want to hear you. Mm-hmm. How many of you come to your class or your Sunday school class and the children see you and, teacher, oh my gosh, is that the best thing ever? I'm not a parent or a grandparent, not really, but when I get that sense of those little kids do come, oh my goodness, that's just the best thing ever. And again, according to my notes here, it says it corrects faulty concepts. Which we've already talked about. We don't want to keep going through that. And you have your notes, right? Mm-hmm. Why use review games? It's an activity.
Yeah.
It's a fun activity.
Yeah.
But with a purpose. Mm-hmm. It's a review.
Right.
The children get a sense of accomplishment. Of achievement. When we have clubs, when we have games, we divide the room. This is team A, this is team B. Or this is team dinosaurs, and this is team mammals and amphibians, you know. But we're all winners. At the end, you say, we're all winners. Mm-hmm. And what we do, rather than give them a prize, we let them get their snack first. The ones that won get their snack first. Mm-hmm. Or how about the ones that didn't win get their snack first?
Yeah.
I like that one. Because that's usually the group I'm in. And they get approval from them. As adults, we say, as adult Christians, we say, oh, the only approval I need is God's. Or the only thing I need is from God. And that's true. But the children aren't there yet. They're kids. They're little ones. They they are looking for your approval. You're important to them. I've heard it said that children first love their teacher, then they love their teacher's Bible. Of course, we're always pointing them to the Lord. Then they love their teacher's God.
Right.
And then eventually they have their Bible that tells about their God. But first off, it's the teacher. And the love of the teacher. And the kindness of the teacher. So when we're grumpy, they don't have the... they don't know how to tell you, you hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm. Today, earlier, somebody came in and said, I hurt their feelings. Oh, well, I did blah, blah, blah. You know, I didn't mean to, of course. But it happened. How often do we, without meaning to, maybe brush a child aside or hurt their, I'll just say hurt their feelings.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but maybe we were brisk in our, when they came by because we were busy or we were sitting up or whatever the case is. They're looking to you for approval because you're important to them. And if you're praying for your children, tell them you're praying for them.
Right. Yeah, do.
Yes, tell them. They get to share their experiences. Don't they like to share, especially about
yes,
their puppy?
They do.
Yes. Okay, maybe it's me that is always sharing about their puppy. My puppy. Two puppies.
I have a prayer box. I had a prayer box on my puppies. And they wanted to pray for anything they want to pray for, they put it in the prayer box. And you'd be surprised at all the stuff they want to pray about.
Yeah.
And if you forget to say it, they will remind you.
And it gives them a little competition.
Yeah.
Friendly competition.
Yes.
Now, some people will say, poo-poo on the competition. We shouldn't have competition and shouldn't this. Mm-hmm. But they're children. They need to know friendly competition. A fun competition isn't even the right... if I could find another word right now, I would use that word. But what it breaks down to is what?
Competition.
Yes. It meets their basic needs. It meets a lot of their basic needs. So we talked about activity, achievement, approval, experiences, and competition. They provide opportunities to learn about your children through observation. Children like the review games. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah.
We're gonna give you some samples of some today. So guidelines, use a variety. They love, I asked teachers, did you play that game last week? Yes, but they like it. Yeah, but, you know, give them something else. They do like it, that's great. Give them something else, because they're gonna like that too. And eventually, it's all gonna come back around. That game, you'll be able to use it. But don't do the same game every week. I mean, have a variety.
I go to books of the Bible.
Okay. Use discretion when giving prizes. Like I said, we say, okay, you get to get your snack first. We try not to give them candy, or in some schools don't even want candy in the school. What? No cookies? Oh my gosh. When they give you the wrong answer, that's a good answer, but let them know you're looking for another answer. Or that reminds me of something else, but you know, in a way, a gentle way. Each one has your own way of presenting to your children. Each has their own way of talking to their children. I have a big voice, so I'm probably always scaring them. But you all look like you have nice, gentle. So accept the answers if at all possible. You know, they may not be exactly what the book says or exactly what you were looking for, but as much as possible, let them know that they did well.
Right.
Okay. Emphasize that everyone is a winner. And we are, aren't we? We're all winners in Jesus. And that kind of takes the competition of what happened. We're all winners. Wait a minute, but I was more of a winner than you. No, we don't want to do that. Planning for review. Be sure you write out your questions in advance. We don't have answers that are yes or no, or true or false. Have questions that they have to give you an answer for. That causes them to really go back and think about it. But write out your answers. And give a list to somebody, your helper, and have them, if you didn't touch on that in your lesson, have them scratch it. So that when they start to do the game, you're not asking the questions that weren't addressed in the Bible lesson. That's important. If you're asking them something, what did Naaman do? What did Elisha ask Naaman to do? And he never said it. Oh, how many times was he supposed to dip in the water?
Seven.
But if you never said it, you're not going to want to ask that question. Right? You ought to be sure that you asked it, that you shared that information. So have somebody else look at your list. A child evangelism material already has it in the back of their text, their lesson book, their teacher's manual. And have your co-teacher, if you didn't share, scratch it. Put a line through it so that you can get to the good stuff. Include types of questions: facts questions, spiritual truth questions, application questions. And be sure the children understand the procedure, how you're going to play the game. Be sure that you have practiced out loud in front of a mirror, videotaped, how you are explaining the game. So that you'll hear, you're not fumbling around how to explain it in front of the children. It just comes right out. The different type of review games are games where your groups work together. Team games, and specifically related to your lesson. For us, we have a repetition game for our memory verse so that they have to say it 8 to 10 times, but not just stand in front and say it. It's a game that they're playing that causes them to say the game, say the verse numerous times. And then we sing it. And for the lesson, the Bible lesson, the same thing. They'll have, child evangelism material has the lesson, the questions in the back of the book, as well as a game idea. When to use review games. Vary the time from week to week. For us, we always have it at the end. That's a big finale. So they like the review game, so they have to sit there and listen so that they can have the answers. A game at the beginning of your hour encourages promptness. So you can have a review of the week before. Short, because you don't want to use up all your time. You want to stay within your time, speaking of which. Play a game in the middle of your hour to allow some freedom of activity. And that would be the review game, the repetition game for the memory verse. With a review at the end of your hour, you can encourage careful listening that day, which we've already shared. So that's the when to use review games. Now we're going to give you a group of review games. There, you have some in your handout, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, some little feet. Now, we have them in color, and if you leave us your email address, your name and email address, we will send the link to you to print your own colored version of the games that you have in your handout. Also, if you'd like to be on our training schedule, get a notice of our training schedule, you can write yes on it. Okay, and so now I'm going to introduce you to Ms. Margie Moreno. I don't know if I said who I am, which is Christina McConnell. I'm so worried about my immaterial. Christina McConnell, I'm the Director for Child Evangelism Fellowship in the Greater Long Beach Chapter, which is in Bellflower. Yeah. And this is my trusty assistant, the lovely Margie.
Thank you. All right, so
we're gonna, I'm gonna go, go ahead, we're gonna play some games here, all right? Who likes games? Hey, everybody does, all right? Okay, so, in our material with Child Evangelism Fellowship, we love the Word Up. It's the main emphasis on what you're teaching your children. And we're going to play a game with the Word Up. Here we have God loves me, okay? So whenever we say Word Up, we say
God loves me.
That's right. And we want the children to remember that. So how are we going to do that? We're going to play a game with them. All right, and now, put this down. Okay, first question. It's gonna be everything that you heard today. What is one reason review is important? Anybody? One reason why review is important. Yes?
To help you remember the content.
That's right. All right, now, which one do you want to turn over? You have to guess the secret message.
The middle one in the middle row.
This one?
No,
this
that
one.
One.
Okay.
Thank you.
Here you go. V, we have a V. Okay, next question. Does anybody have another answer for that reason review is important?
I do.
Yes.
God's word encourages. Oh, God's word encourages review.
That's right. God's word encourages. Okay, which one do you want?
Oh, first line, middle face.
Middle face, first line. Okay, now, what do you think it now. Says?
What God do you think? Loves me.
God loves me. Good job, good job. God loves me. All right. Now we have the. If you don't have a pocket chart, we have what's called the traveling pocket chart. Very easy to make. It's a folder file. You just we just stapled these strips here and put some little pockets in them and stapled them, taped them, and then we even put an envelope in the back so that you can put your game pieces in there. And they fit right in here. So another game is we're going in the right direction to follow God's word. You tell me, okay? So next question, what is one basic need of a children that review games can help meet? Wow, that's a lot.
Approval.
Basic need. What is it? Approval. Good job. Okay, which one do you want me to turn over?
The very first one.
This one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So witness, is that going in the right direction to God or the wrong?
The right.
The right one. All right, good one. Okay, next question. Why is it important to accept the student's answer? If possible, why is it important to do that?
To validate them,
right? We want to encourage them. Because if we say, well, wrong, then none of the children want to play anymore, right? So we want to keep encouraging them so they'll keep talking to us so they'll want to answer and get those Bible bucks. Okay, which one?
Bible bucks.
Anybody?
Yeah, the very last one.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see if we're going in the right direction. Be kind. Is that going in the right direction?
Mm-hmm.
That's the right direction, right? That's the right direction that the Lord wants us to go in. All right, so here we also have another one, but there's some other ones that are here that says fight. Oh, is fighting going in the right direction of the Lord? No, it's not. So at the end, if you've made the right choice, whoever's team got the right one, has the most going in the right direction, they win. They get their snack first. Right? All right, so then that's one way of playing these games. There's other games that you can play that we have examples of. This is about the Trinity. If you're talking about Jesus and God, this is an example that we have that you can play, and it's pretty much played in the same way that this one is played, matching, okay? You have the, it's called concentration. God is powerful, so you have to match up God is powerful. And then we have this one on our board, on our email. This one is, what do you think it's for? Valentine's Day. You can even use your games to reflect the holiday that you're using. You can use a Christmas tree. You can use the, for Easter, we have one that's called Tic-Tac-Noe. It's a new way of playing tic-tac-toe. And this is, you could probably play this in the same manner, where you would put the signs of the of where you want them to go. And then the other team, if they get that one, you can block that team. And so it's a nice way of playing tic-tac-toe. Okay. Tic-tac-toe. Also, you have the crown. Okay, the crown can go with the game where King David has been chosen as the new king of Israel. Or maybe you're going to teach about Jesus, that Jesus is the king. Word up.
Jesus is the king.
That's right. Jesus is our king. All right. Then we have the clouds. We also have this on our email. And this talks about heaven, where God is in heaven, where it's also concentration. So you will also get the clouds and the list of the phrases that you would match up. And then we have the Bibles. Bibles are played also in the same manner of concentration. So these are just a variety of ways, a variety pieces that you could play with your games and reviewing with your children. All right. Yes.
No. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ask her a question.
Ask her a question. Okay.
Oh, my snapper.
So, and I think that's it, right? I think that's it. We got it all covered up. And if you guys want to, are you passing that notebook around?
No.
Where's the notebook? Oh. I'm sorry, I held it on. All right, here's the notebook. Put your name on it and your email. I'll be happy to email you all of these pieces. And then if you have any questions, feel free to contact Margie Moreno. And my email is cefoutreach@gmail.com.
All right. And write yes if you'd like to be on our training schedule. Receive our training schedule. We have training about every 6 weeks. And because everyone is a winner, we have prizes.
Yes, prizes.
You'll pass them down?
I'm passing them back and then I'm going to pass them down.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you. That's it.
More?
That's it.
More?
One more.
You're welcome. I have no idea what's in them. They're made by somebody else. So, we have 20 minutes left. Okay, go ahead and open your bag.
Oh, you can open the bag.
And pull one thing out and tell me how it can be used.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. This is a goodie bag.
Pull one thing out and tell me how it can be used. Yes.
Yes. You can roll it to a person and they say one word of a verse and then you roll it in the next verse, word and the next word and the next word.
Okay.
All the way around the circle.
Ping pong, everybody got ping pong? Ping pong? Ping pong? Got ping pong? No, that goes back and forth.
Pass
the potato.
Hot ball.
How can that be? Find something in your bag that can be used for a game or for review.
Yes. Okay. So if you ask a question, no, how can I do this? Adam told Eve to eat the fruit first. Well, do I go on with the story or do I stop the story? No, stop the story because it was the other way around, something like that.
Okay, now you know that this is a song.
Yes.
Are there more pieces in there?
Oh, there it is. No?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, Yeah. Does anybody know this song?
Yes.
Go. Sing with
the story of the Christ of Calvary. Go and tell the story of the Christ of Calvary. He'll forgive your sins, he will save your souls, he will cleanse their hearts, he will make them whole. Go and tell the story of the Christ of Calvary.
Good job.
Okay.
Anybody else? What do you have?
Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments.
They can kind of give you exactly the name of Ten Commandments.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we have a visual that is just the numbers, and it tells you what commandment it is, because like the two is have the little boy bowing and put all the gods before him. And what? Yes. And number six is do not murder, because it has a gun. So, take a minute.
Some guys have some of different things.
Oh, okay. What else? What else do you have?
I have this bracelet here. It says he lives. You can remember this and where I could do it.
Oh, goodness. I can't ask you about it. Okay.
Amen.
Who else? Yeah, look at this.
I'm coming home.
We
use some Wednesday.
Wasn't that the Christmas present?
Yes,
amazing. Oh, you're so good at church. Oh, that's
Christmas.
You know what this is? This is a gospel pause. So in here are the wordless book. Remember the pause?
Yeah, the wordless.
And so talks about heaven. You can share it with the children about heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Sin says sin kills. You can talk to them about that. Paid in full. You can control the price of our sin. Clean. He wants to clean our hearts and grow. So that's what's in these little tubes. I saw somebody open them up and say, what is she doing? Okay, who else?
This one.
Yes.
What is this one?
Those two we use as game people. Mark, do you want to show them?
Okay. If you have a game and you put like a calendar or something that you can go and have the child toss it to the
more gently
than that.
And then they have to answer that question properly.
Right.
Yes, they answer the question. That's what you need. That's what you need those for. Anybody else? What do you have? Ready?
But I did see these nice
revelations.
Yeah, they're Revelation 11:6.
They have different pictures on them, and on the back are verses that correspond.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use that for review, or you can think of a whole lesson with some of these things. Who else?
Okay.
Yes.
The jump rope.
Okay. The jump rope.
So we can jump that verse again. Jump
rope. You can use them for object lessons.
Hello. How did it go?
Jocelyn. I guess that your name is in there. I can only be part of it.
Prize for getting an
answer. Okay. Be mindful of how you give prizes out, because if you start big, you don't have any place to go. You'll have to give away cars.
Cars to me.
Oh,
I
want to
be
a great
one.
Sometimes you just have to go on faith. F-A-T-H.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Anybody else? One more. Linda.
We use raffle tickets.
And so as we do the review game, if they raise their hand because they want to go, Jesus, you know. So raise your hand, then if they answer the question correctly, they get a ticket.
Yes.
Then at the end, you could use these prizes for them to, you know, whatever ticket is, you know,
okay,
called on. So that's been a real good motivation, and keeping them engaged.
Yeah, very good. I'm glad you said about the tickets, because I was in one club that gave tickets, and then after, like at the end of a series, which was 6 weeks, then they have a little store.
And then they do a little store?
A little store.
Oh, yeah.
So like a Bible would be 10 tickets. And keep the stuff for the Bible, the ticket, the price low.
Yeah.
But they might have some other prizes, and they had to earn. They had to come, and they had to earn those tickets so they could earn those prizes. So thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder. Excellent. Can I give you tickets for you?
No.
I got one recently for parking, so I can give you
that.
Okay, anybody else? Sister Gloria.
I bet I got you.
We already saying that.
No.
Okay, what else do you have in your bag?
This here one says.
What else do you have in your bag?
Oh, let me see, I got one of those cards you just pulled out.
Okay.
The rings with the hearts. I would use them as an incentive, honestly. I couldn't pick them. Like one with some in silver and some with gold.
Okay.
So I wasn't sure how it would be.
And Valentine's Day is coming, so that could all be a little prize.
Okay, that's
right. You have a small, I don't know how many in there.
Yeah, but they're silver and gold. Yeah.
The palms, okay, the ledgers. Right. Well, let's pray. Oh, wait a minute, Joseph.
No, I'm the good brother.
Yes.
Jesse. Yeah.
My mistake.
Well, my first idea was gonna be like just a prize bag, but also like the pogs.
Yeah.
Because you can also use it as like certain tokens of kind of like team gets a certain amount or whatever, and they have to, I don't know. Yeah. Joe was the one that was more creative in creating games. But like you can have stuff where like tic-tac-toe or some other creative game where there's like a strategy of the kids having to do stuff back and forth. You can have like a running game where they have to pick up something, go and place it down. But before they can pick something up, they have to tell you like the verse or something, or they have to tell you something about the story that someone hasn't already said, and then they can go place their token down. So you also relieve their energy too.
Yes.
So,
very good.
You got all that out of that?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I mean the fan.
The fan. So if you want to do like tic-tac-toe, you could have stuff where to get a token. They would have to go and tell the teacher something, and the board is across the room, so they have to sprint back. And it's,
very good.
But Joseph was definitely more good than that.
And Miss Michelle, did you already have your turn?
I pulled this out. I was trying to think. At first, I thought you can have them throw it to each other, but that could get out of control. So I thought about just taking it and telling them to be thinking about something from that they heard from the story that they liked or, you know, remembered, and this would just kind of, I'd move it around and hold it over their head.
Okay.
It was their turn. Oh,
so. All right, that's good.
Yeah.
You know, I thought of something else.
Okay.
In mind, there's all kinds of these little things in there, and we just did Genesis. So you could almost put them in a little envelope or something, and they get to pick an envelope, and then you say, well, you got the watch, when did it happen? Well, in the beginning. And then what would this represent, you know, the serpent, you know, you could say, what day did that happen on, or you know, so that they could tell the story. Maybe.
Excellent. So that's a stamp also.
A leaf, yeah.
Very good. Creation right there, leaf.
Right.
Exactly.
All be great under pressure, my goodness. Never let them see you sweat. Never let them see, you all did well. Let's pray, and I'm gonna let you out a little bit early. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we can have fun learning as we did here today. And just a reminder how much the children need that expending of energy. Learning that God's word is fun. And learning is fun. We praise you, Lord. We thank you for Miss Sally and her release time conference. We thank you for everyone here who is giving of their energy and their time to be here, Lord. They could be anywhere else, but they've chosen to be here, to serve you, to honor you, and glorify you. And so we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.